Good day, friends and dear listeners. Welcome to today's episode, the last episode of Season 1, Series A of Live and Prems with Daniel, a podcast designed to use prems, to use alphabets, letters, word sentences in the form of prems and poetry to face and conquer whatsoever challenges that comes our way. I'm your host and my name is Daniel. You could call me IDP for short. So today's episode is titled Auf Wiedersehen. That is goodbye in German. You know, I told you I love German, right? Yeah, so we're saying goodbye to the 7 episodes we've done previously. I'm also going to say goodbye to 3 things at the end after the recap of the 7 episodes that I'm going to do. So those 3 things, I'm sure you don't want to miss them. You can just stay tuned to get them. So now I want to do a recap of the previous episodes we've done before this. Number 1 episode we're bidding goodbye to was titled What Do You Possess in Your Arsenal? We used a poem titled Arsenal, written by Invisible Azra, 1886. We used the 2003-2004 Arsenal squad as a case study, citing players like Thierry Henry, Dennis Bergkamp, Jess Lehmann, Patrick Vieira, that would turn things anytime, anyhow, on the field of play. So I asked, and I'm still bringing the question to you, that what do you possess in your arsenal? What is that thing in your skill set? What is that tool in your toolbox that once anything comes challenging you, you could quickly go to that box and bring something in your arsenal to conquer. So now I'm talking about artillery, talking about machinery, not the present Arsenal Football Club. That's by the way, sure. So number 2 poem is dealing with addiction. Yeah, I used 2 poems. One titled Addiction, written by yours truly, and the other I got At the Life of an Addict, written by Ryan Keyes, gotten from familyfriendsprem.com. At the summary of the episode, I gave 5 tips to deal with addiction. Number 1, to identify the triggers. Number 2, avoid them by all means. Number 3, to reach out to friends and families. Number 4, staying busy and being productive. And last but not least, never stop learning. The 3rd episode is titled Showing Appreciation. The poem was also written by IDP. The episode was the last of the year, and for everything and for anything, we were giving reasons and mandated to always give thanks and show appreciation to those who need it. First, we give thanks to the Almighty for giving us the breath of life to see each day, because no matter how bad our situation is, we should cultivate the habit of giving thanks and be appreciative, because our present reality is another person's dream. Number 4 on the list, the 4th episode, is titled Letting Alpha Lead. Poem title was The Alpha and the Omega, written by Linda Crushed. Got the poem from her blog. Yeah, we learned that we should let the one who was, the one who is, and the one who used to come to lead us, because he is the beginning and the end. He has seen what will be. So we should make sure that we let him lead us into whatsoever we are getting into. But first, we need to have him in our hearts. We need to accept him for who he is, before we can have that privilege of him leading us, even to heights that we think or we thought we could not have reached. The fifth episode was titled Asu, the Good, the Bad and the Ugly. Interesting poem here, titled Asu and the Hopes of a Schoolboy, written by Ayobami or Kerry Indeed. I discussed few things about the Academic Staff Union of Universities in Nigeria and the fact that I still think that they are fighting majorly for themselves and not the students, my opinion. So putting it in percentages, I'll say the good part of the recent ASUU strike was 30%, the ugly 20%, and the bad was 50%. That's still my opinion again. The sixth episode we did was apologizing. Is it really worth it? Pem titled apology, written by yours truly. Now I was not able to publish the episode as I went in, and I felt I needed to apologize for that. And that was what prompted this poem. So I'm bringing the question back to you: is apologizing, does it really worth it? Does it change anything? Does it pacify the situation? What do you think? So while you are still searching for your answers in your thoughts and your subconscious, you can join me in the last episode. The seventh episode we did, or we've done, was titled Action, Less Talk, More Action. Episode inspired by Anthony Joshua's tweet after defending his belt in his last fight against Kubrat Pulev. The poem titled Action was written by Robert Longley. It was gotten from sacredheartpoems.com. In this episode, we saw that if we could really work our talk, our productivity, and the achievements or the achieving of our goals will be on our eye. We should also know that action, they say, speak louder than words. Less talk, more actions. If we have goals and plans and objectives and aims that we want to meet, we've written them down, we've set them to our maps. If there are no adequate and efficient actions to back them up, those things will fade away like a wish. So that's it. Recap of the seven previous episodes done and, should I say, dusted. So we'll be moving to what they have for us and those three things that we are also going to say goodbye to. Stay tuned. So today we are going to say goodbye to three things, as we've said goodbye to these previous seven episodes after learning one or two things from them. We are saying goodbye to bad vibes. We are saying goodbye to negative thoughts and mindset. We are also saying goodbye to inferiority complex. Number one, bad vibes. We are parting ways with anything or anyone that spoils the good energy around us. Like, for instance, you could possibly be in the best situation, you are your good moments at this point in time, and there's this person that always comes, and when he comes, he spoils, he just brings a negative aura around him. That negative aura just comes with him. So this time we are saying goodbye to that person. We are saying goodbye to whatsoever that thing is. We are saying goodbye to anything that don't want us to be productive in this new month. Number two, we are saying goodbye to negative thoughts and mindsets. You know, many of us, we need a mindset reformation. Like, our mind should just come together and then they do a revolution against what we've made them to believe. About 80%, 90% of us, we are more stereotyped than ever could have been. So we need to change our mindsets. Those mindsets, we need to reform them. And as our thoughts change, the evil and incapabilities we thought of ourselves will also change, and they will stop. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he, says the Holy Writ. And the third thing we'll also be saying goodbye to is inferiority complex. As our thoughts and our mindset change, we will need to come out of the shell that we've locked ourselves in. Because some of us, we use the eyes that degrade to look at ourselves. We think of some things that we should do, but we have that belief and that notion that we cannot achieve them, that we are too big, we are too small for that. So we've locked ourselves into a shell. But when we say goodbye to bad vibes and we say goodbye to negative thoughts and mindsets, we need to open up that shell and then say goodbye to inferiority complex, because there's much more creativity and exploring we could do. So as we're drawing close to the end of this episode, the end of this series and season, I'll be leaving soon, but as usual, I will drop today's quote. Today's quote is, today we say goodbye with the hope that we would meet again someday. We are saying goodbye to the 7 episodes, we are saying goodbye to bad vibes, to negative thoughts and mindset, to inferiority complex, with the hope that one day we are going to meet with what we have learnt, and what we have learnt is going to help us someday in the future. Every beginning has an end, and the day has come to bid you a farewell, my friend, our friend. Season 1, Series 8. So as we draw a curtain to the last episode of Season 1, Season 2 is going to start soon. Yes, let me put it like that. This today is 6th, so the next episode should be in 2 weeks. That is 20. But there's every possibility that the children come up at that time. We may start on the 27th or possibly on the first Saturday of April. Reasons because I told you guys I'm a student and I'm in the period of tests and exams. They are coming real quick. But don't be afraid. I'm still here for you. I got you. I love you guys for always listening to the podcast. I love you for reaching out to me. You guys are the best. So until the next episode, stay out of trouble. Auf Wiedersehen. Au revoir. Adios. And even though my native language, a goodbye, does not start with letter A, I still have the right to say Odabo. Till the next episode of Wiedersehen.